Now, sir, I will make you confess your treachery.
Treachery?
Yes. Confess to me which of my women 'twas you hired to put love powder into my drink.
Love powder?
Yes, when I was at Malfi.
This 400-year-old tragedy is well known for its violence and horror, but the part of the Duchess is thought to be one of the greatest ever written for a woman.
You don't want to sort of sound cliche as an actress, but, you know, there are less and less parts for women. And I think as you get a little older, there's less and less and less parts for women. And it's very inspiring, and I feel deeply challenged by playing this part.
It's played by Charlotte Emerson.
You know, it's not just about an actor saying, oh, finally, I'm playing a really good person. But it's not that so much she's a good person, but she simply just hasn't done anything wrong. And she's in a very male-dominated world that's very corrupt. And I think she's a very noble, very modern woman for the time.
What will make this production distinctive is the atmospheric music sung live. Is the director Laurie Sampson, who's also adapted John Webster's original text.
What we've done is used five singers who are integrated in the entire structure of the piece, who are singing this extraordinary music from a composer from the 1600s called Gesualdo. Now, Gesualdo was a prince. He came from a village called Gesualdo, not far from Malfi, interestingly. And he was a psychopath. He murdered his wife in his own bed when catching her with a lover. And then he wrote these extraordinary madrigals.
Sure, your pistol holds nothing but perfumes or kissing comforts. Excellent lady. You have a pretty way, aunt, to discover your longing. Come. Come, I'll disarm you. And arm you thus.
It's probably one of the most powerful plays ever written in the English language, and it constantly gets revived. And I think that's because at the heart of it, it has this extraordinary character of the Duchess, who is one of literature's greatest creations. It's a part that almost rivals King Lear for its scope and its breadth and its complexity, actually. And it also has quite a lot to say to us today about the abuses of power, because the play really is about how political and religious power is used for personal ends.
The Duchess of Malfi is at the Royal Inderngate until the 30th of October.